Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello, hello, what's up, Racing World? Well, today is a special day. Y'all got y'all a special host today. This is Boom on Wheels stepping in for my boy today. And I want to thank everyone that's tuning in today. This show has been broadcast live from the state of Louisiana. I am the governor of Louisiana. We have a very interesting topic to talk about today. We're going to talk about who want action. Y'all do know that my race is this Saturday coming up. This is the first Grudge Inc. race of the year. It's called the Invasion of Louisiana. This show was a very successful show last year, and Jay Barnes did it last year. We have 400 cars with approximately 4,000 spectators. This year we're doing a little something special to get more activities out of the cars. We're giving away $3,000 for the free entry in a 28 and 29 shootout. The only rules is no wheelie bars. That is going to be hosted. We got a lot of action locked in. We got, just off the top of my head, like I said, my show is scheduled to come on tonight for 7 p.m. And I was asked to host this show this morning so that it would go. Tree Man is locked in 1,000 on 5,000 with the Jekyll car, Pro Tree, 8th Mile. David Floyd is going to be in the house. White Trash is going to be in the house. G-Spot is going to be in the house out of Kentucky. We got guys coming all out of Indiana, Detroit, Chicago. I don't know if the Oklahoma guys will be back in the house. They was in the house five cars deep last year with the Myrtle Nova, the El Camino, and quite a few other cars. With that being said, I'm just letting all the viewers and listeners out there from the East Coast area that if you're looking for action this weekend, I heard that Mike here had a pretty successful race. We'll touch and hit on that. Hopefully someone will come on and press the one button and give us a race report on things that took place out there at Mike Hill's race. Just for the ones that may know, there's a lot of local action also going on, even though this is an invasion and we're trying to hold the people off from Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas and wherever they may be coming from. We have a lot of locked-in races from the local guys that's locked in. Like, for instance, the 23 Boys is locked in with Dinky. The 23 Boys is locked in with Travis. The 23 Boys is giving both of those cars two in the hit out the back door. So with that being said, to talk about a little events that's coming up, that is my event. That is happening this Saturday at No Problem Raceway. If you don't know anything about the Invasion of Louisiana, if you're on the YouTube page on GunnerPix, we do have promos up on the websites. You can see videos and footage from the last event, which took place last year. I'm in the highest of hope that some of y'all guys can see it in y'all budget or your time. to make that ride, it will be well, well worth it. If you're looking for action and you want to gamble, I do, and also Tony Boss Barnes is going to be in the house with two cars. I think he's bringing the Mustang and Geronimo. I don't have my paperwork in front of me, so it's a lot of action that's going to take place in this event. Now, these are people that are committed to coming that didn't come last year. So that's why I said, I know what I did last year, and people are highly anticipating it from the local areas, okay? With that being said, I wanted to hit and miss. We got a few people online on the show. If y'all are here and you would like to make a comment or statement, the way this program works, I think y'all know how it works. You hit the one button. Just let me know you're in the house. This is my first time, doing a show for my man. And I'm not, a lot of people is not familiar, and I usually send a blast out, and it's a last-minute thing for me. So I didn't get anyone, but we might have a few listeners come in. I see a Mississippi number there. 601-1606. Who is this? King Black?
Yeah, what's going on, Boom?
Oh, man, what's going on, King Black?
Oh, man, I'm working, man. It feels strange to talk to you this time of day, that right?
Yeah, it is kind of strange. It's kind of strange for me, man. King Black, for the most of these guys on this show are probably going to be from out the East Coast area, out the Georgia area. And, let them did you come to the show last year in No Problem Race Me for the first invasion of Louisiana?
Boom, you know I was out there, man.
Oh, okay. Then tell the people about, the kind of action that you've seen out there, man, and what they could look forward to seeing if they may decide to make that ride down there to No Problem to see this race.
Man, look, from the time I got there, Boom, that's all I see, nothing but a bunch of grudge races, bro. I mean, they had grudge races back-to-back like if it was a class race. They were grudge races so hard out there.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I want everybody to understand, too, that's out there listening, that this show is for y'all, and whatever y'all want to talk about in a conversation y'all like to bring up, y'all just press the one button and we can talk about it and get it out in the air. Also, there's going to be a lot of Mississippi guys in the house. I know Sylvester's going to be in the house. Now, whether he's going to have his car is going to be questionable. I do know Sig is going to be in the house with his Nova. Man, I would love to see some of the Memphis guys. I see I got a couple of callers from the 901 area. I would love to see them guys come down, and I know Wick them be doing their thing in the grudge racing world. I would love to see them guys come down. I know they get out in the 29 and 28 shootouts, and they also do a lot of grudging. And I would love to see some of them guys come down and check our track out, man. To tell y'all a little bit about our track is one of the best hookiness tracks down south. I mean, anytime you have Pinks All Out to come to your track and host the event, I mean, you're doing something good. So, and Pinks All Out don't go to no any tracks. And the facility holds quite a bit of people. So, with that being said, I would love to have somebody to press the one button and trump on something and give us a good conversation to talk about. I do know that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, good Joe. Hey, man, was that guy all right up there in Hattiesburg yesterday, man?
Yeah, for the one that didn't know, he was all right, man. He usually have his driver used to drive, but he was the one driving at the moment. What happened was the car left good. It was on the wheelie bars, and when he left, he rolled the wheelie bars out probably about 6 to 7 feet. And then he started having problems. And when he had problems, the car leaned to the left. When it leaned to the left, it got on two wheels, which it was on the left side, which is the driver's side of two wheels. And when the car came down, the front end came down on the guardrail. And the car had the momentum already going, so it just went on over the guardrails because the front tire was already on. Now, if the front tires wouldn't have been up like they were, he probably never would have went over the guardrail. But the tires was already exceeded over the guardrail, and when the tires came down, you know, he was already on top of the guardrail, so the car just went on over it, went up in the air, and then when it went up in the air, it went up and came down on, like, the back half of the Nova, and there was a catastrophe after that, man.
He rolled on top of that guardrail. He rolled on top of that guardrail at least twice, Boone.
Yeah, that he did. That he did. He messed the guardrail up pretty bad down there. Like I said, he walked out of the car. Matter of fact, the Lexan came out of the car, and when the Lexan came out of the car, he was able to unscrap himself out of the seat and walk away from the car. And by the battery breaking loose, or if it didn't give it an opportunity to arc out or anything of that nature, it was a pretty hard hit. It was a pretty hectic race. It demolished the car, let me say that. But you know, something happened, and I hadn't personally seen the video in deep detail, but something broke loose. I do know this here. It was something probably within the car, because right after that, Bullet and the fugitive made a pass down that same lane right after that accident happened. They went directly down the track. And those cars, they are a pretty bigger caliber than that car. So with that being said, you know, people say Hattiesburg this and Hattiesburg that. I could tell you, I mean, from the Bullet and them did pull power from that car, but I spoke with the driver of the Bullet car. He was like, dude, I believe I could have put it all down. So, you know, to say that the track was garbage or whatever a person may say, you know, I was there at the track, and I walked the track, and the track felt good. Hold on, King Black. I got a hand up. I'm gonna put his hand up. 901-2877. Get back in that.
Yeah. What up, Boomer?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Boomer?
Hey, who is it? Wick.
Yeah, it's Wick. This is Wick. How you doing?
Oh man, glad to hear your voice, man. Glad to hear your voice, man. I need to see y'all down in Louisiana this weekend, man.
I really wanted to make your show, Boomer. You have some nice events down there, but unfortunately, I got a little show the next day, just a little grudge race on the 16th, and I think my guy said it might be kind of hard on him to try to, you know, come to your event and then try to get back home to our event. So I hate we clash like that, because I really want to get over to No Problem and show out down in Louisiana.
Right.
We're going to try to get over. I think you have two events a year, so we're going to try to get to your next one.
Right. We're just July the 26th. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to see me and my squad, which is his squad, Louisiana. You'll see us probably, I think, when is that race that J-Boy and the Grudging is putting on up at Memphis? That's May the...
I think that's in May or June.
Okay. We come to Memphis deep. We bring like 6 or 7 street cars up there. And because I heard y'all track 8th and quarter mile up there. So, you know, we do a lot of quarter mile here. But we do 8th mile race, but, you know, our cars are for the quarter. And, we got true street cars. They're air conditioned radio. I mean, but, you know, but we can have a race car also, you know, we feel like we can win. We don't just say, now you're a race car and you got cage and all that other stuff. But we got street car with cages and, you know, but we're going to come over there. We're going to bring action. I ain't going to lie to the little stepson of mine. You know, a lot of people give him props, man. He will race. He throw pipe down on his ass. He going to go with that Mustang he got.
We got a few street cars up this way, too. But, we really wanted to come to the event. But my guy said it would probably be kind of hard on the driving part, you know. Driving over there and then driving back, and then got to try to get ready for my event the next day. So we're just doing a bunch of goods, you know, my way. We're just trying to get the feel of the track and stuff like that, get back in the motion. But like I said, you always have a nice event. Your event was big and nice last year. We missed it on Death last year. We was going to come, but we had Death family. But like I said, we're going to make it to one of them before it's over. We like to go different places. We hadn't been over there yet, and we really looking forward to coming over there, doing some grudging with them guys, showing the fans some hospitality and love and stuff.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Like I said,
I
some of those guys are not tired, you know, still got the feeling. And they come on over to Hot Springs the next day. We're going to be doing a little something over there, Grudge. I believe a bunch of them Jackson guys said they were going to come over and Grudge with us a little bit and stuff. But
absolutely.
But, yeah, Mike Hill and them, they did have a great event over there. They all ran the shootout. They had like 34, 35 cars in the shootout. Brian Davis went over there and said lit the flames up and looked real good. And all the guys over from Detroit came over and supported Mike. And all them guys over there flying, looking pretty good. So Mike always have a good event, you know. I just want to let y'all know it did turn out to be a great event. And I think the guys from Alabama with the event, they end up winning the shootout. But Nick and them guys, the Hancock and them, they end up winning the shootout. But at the end of the day, they say it was a great event. And like I said, I'll just give y'all a little update on that.
Okay.
But, we're going to try to get over there to your show, on one of your shows, Boma, your next show, I mean, if possible. We can.
Tell us this what y'all got going on. I think you just mentioned Sunday y'all got a raise coming up. But anything else y'all got going on so that people can go in and start planting what they'll be doing in the near future of the racing game?
Yeah, we got new cars and stuff we're working on. We hadn't got finished with them yet, so we're looking to unveil the new cars at one of the races. We don't know which one. Maybe the May race that me and Mike Hill do. I don't know. We got a Easter egg race on Easter. Easter egg hunt. We're doing Easter egg hunt on Easter. And but like I said, it's Monday. We probably have some of the cars that we already been racing out. Predator and I think Junior and our little street car, little baby. We're going to be over there messing with them. Just, like I said, we're doing a roll call. Just anybody who want to come out and Grudge race, we'll give anybody a race. If you come from out of town, you guaranteed to get a Grudge race. If we have to do it with yourself, no matter what you bring. And, like I said, we're just going to be getting back feel of the track, getting all the fans back in and letting them know it's going to go down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, man. And Rick, I appreciate you for coming on, man. And I tell you, I can't wait for you to come down here.
I mean, if I really thought we could, you know, make that ride and then come on back and not be just exhausted, you know me,
right.
I'll do it. But my guys who drive, you know, today, I don't do no driving. I ain't going to sit and lie on the phone. I got guys who drive the cars over there and drive them back home and forth and stuff, my pit crew and stuff, and for them to get over there and drive over there and then got to work on the cars, get the cars ready to race and all that, back up and then drive back, then get back to Holly Spring, unload, get them ready to race again, it might be a little hard on them, so I told them, you know, look, I ain't going to try to make it no harder than it already is.
Right, absolutely.
And, but that's the only reason why we're not going to be able to make it. I hate our races clean like that, you know, mine's the next day after yours.
Because
I really wanted to come, because we hadn't been over there, see, that's one of the places we hadn't been. In Detroit, we hadn't been over to Detroit, and we like to go places we hadn't been because of the fans, you know, and stuff.
Absolutely.
And then we like to go down tracks that we had never been at, so you can guarantee we'll be over there sooner than later.
Right. Well, I can say this here. And let me say this here to you, and you know, and I know these guys up in the name have a whole lot bigger caliber cars. I know you know Birdman, right?
Yeah, I know.
Birdman came to our track, and this is so funny. And the guy named Stevie Ray, he's been around a minute, and he's the dude that prepped the track. And Birdman walked up there on the track before the race really took place. This was at Mississippi Joe Ray. That's November 2nd. Mississippi Joe had put his race on. Birdman walked out there and said, "Man, my car ain't going to go down this track." And the man said, "Why is it, sir?" He didn't know who Birdman was, really. So he said, "What make you think your car ain't going to go down the track, sir?" He said, "Yeah, he just laid some stuff down. I can see the track up on it. So, ain't no rubber on the track, type shit, you know?" And Birdman came off the trailer. And his words to the dude, "That's the fastest my car ever been." So, treatment. says that he, that's the fastest he's ever been. Well, at that moment, I think he went a little bit faster, but put it this way, them guys didn't have no problems. They had a big shot shootout. Tree Man was in the shootout. Birdman put Tree Man out, and Bullet Car beat Birdman out in the shootout. With the Birdman's car had problems and all that other stuff. But Bullet is going to be in the house this weekend coming up. Tree Man going to be in the house. Like I said, I can go down and name all, man, it's going to be so many people in the house, man. And like I said, you know how them shootouts go, man. Them guys be chasing that money, man, especially when you tell a person it's a free interest fee and you're getting away for $3,000. They usually roll on in with that money. You know what I'm talking about, Wick? So,
I understand. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and another thing, all them boys from Texas, when they came down there, every last one of them went down there on their first pass, they pulled the chutes. And after they hit that first pass, you ain't see nobody pull a chute after that.
And another thing, too, Witt, and all my listeners is out there on the show today, we have a quarter mile on top of a quarter mile. So you don't need no shoot at all track. And then after that, we got gravel pit, not no sand and dirt. It's gravel, it's rocks. So, yeah, I mean, if you have to go a mile, then, you know what I'm saying, you really, really laying it down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree with you, King Black. That did take place. Them guys pulled the shoe because that was their first time ever going out. You know how it is when you go to a track and you've never been there before and you want to take all the precautions the first time, you know? But our track is and then I can tell you this here, Wick. Our lanes are so wide that you can have problems, go sideways, straighten back up, still won't cross lane. Or hit the wall. We got brick walls too. So you know, sand, you know, not knocking nothing else on any other track, but we got brick walls.
And, Did you say something about they wrecked the Bullet car yesterday?
No, the Bullet brother, Don totaled his nose yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bullet brother, okay, Don. Okay. Is he all right?
Yeah, Don is okay. He walked away from it. I think he got in the ambulance and got in the other ambulance when they came. And then I think he went to the emergency room and checked right on out and come back and got his car loaded, man. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good. But, I know me and Don are good friends.
Actually, you know, the other guy used to drive it. What's his name? The white guy, he was driving for him. But he was actually driving at that. Yeah, he was actually driving it, and he was on a pass, man. He was on a hell of a pass, and something happened. And I mean, like I said, I can't say what happened. I mean, I didn't see the race, the pass. I seen the video, and from what I seen from the video, the car left. It was on a killer pass. It was on wheelie bars the whole while, but when it got down like close to like 3:30. Something made a move, and when it made a move, it got on two wheels on the driver's side. And by the car was up on two wheels, and it had been up high. It was high on two wheels. And when it came down, it was on the guardrail, and it went to flipping on the guardrail and went on over. And it came down on the ass end of the Nova. The nitrous bottle shot up out of it and everything, man. The battery shook up out of it and everything. And I think by the battery shaking up out of, you know, that's probably why I didn't catch on fire or arced out or nothing, you know. But,
well, Boom, I'm going to tell you something, bro. I don't know if you was out there looking at everything, what I was looking at. And before that guy made that pass in that Nova, Scott Taylor with that prime Camaro light red hot car and that little thing looked like an altar. Did you see that race?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's about the little chassis, roll cage car. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it got wicked in that right lane.
It was right there at the 3:30, Boom.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know what, man, Dale Bird. Now watch this here, King Black. Not not justifying that it wasn't anything after 3:30 that was causing these cars to move right there. I tell you what, if you was there later on that night,
after that wreck, I left, bro.
Huh?
After that wreck like that, bro, I left from out there, bro.
Okay, but anyway, let me say this here to both the fence. Now, after that wreck happened, a S10 truck and a full body truck, like a 75 truck, was going down the track, and the S10 got around the 3:30 and it lost. He was ahead of that truck. He had to get out of it, you know.
Yeah, see right there, boom. You know, don't get me wrong. Everybody is human, and we make mistakes, bro. See, when that little halter-looking chassis thing went out there and did what he did, bro, they should have walked that track, bro.
You know.
They should have walked the track, bro.
Okay. And after that, you know, they went down, after that truck did that, they went down there and checked it again, but like I said, after that, two big cars went down back-to-back in that lane, you know. Bullet went down, and then J.C. Fusion went down. They both pulled. I mean, they at the eighth. They lifted at the eighth, but, I mean, they didn't, you know, they didn't shake. They didn't move, or, you know. So, I mean, you know, to say that, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Bullet made a pass in the right lane.
Huh?
Bullet made a pass in that right lane.
Bullet made a fast pass in the right lane, and then JT came right behind him with a fast pass. JT went all out. You know, so I can't expect it, dude. So, but I got one hand up. I'm going to open this mic right quick, and we're going to get back on that subject. 313-5415, your mic is out. Who am I speaking with?
I'm just listening, boom. I made a mistake and pushed the button. I'm at work.
Okay, then. All right, then. Push the one button for me. That way it takes you out, okay? All right. All right. But, King Black, you know, I walked one time, and I ain't no expert at that. Neither, but, you know, I could tell you this here, King Black. It's some conversation, and there is conversation going on about the track and the care of it. And they're working on rectifying it. Okay, I got phone calls today, and they wanted to get in touch with some officials of who do our track, and I gave them the phone number this morning. So they are working on that because Sylvester is beating his feet. You know his race is on the 29th, and also listen, I want everybody to know that Sylvester has a race on the 29th. Also, I think Oz and them have a race on the 29th up in. Hot Springs too, so that's just a couple of things that's still going on in the racing world, and witness to they doing something for Easter too, so y'all just stay posted on that. But yeah, they are working on making some changes in products and track dressing, so y'all can look forward to some new dressing and some new making up of the track at the Hattiesburg track. So they doing something. They called some people today, this morning. Right and early. 502-6563, your mic is out. Who am I speaking to?
What up, boom? It's Atomic Dog, man. What's going on, man? How you doing out there?
Hey, what'd you say, Mr. Atomic Dog? Thank you for calling in, man, supporting the show, man. We got a few listeners out here. We're talking about what went on over the past weekend and what we're doing about the racing world and what we got going on in the racing world. What's going on, Tommy?
Not much, man. Checking it out, man. I'm planning on being in the house at the race y'all got down there this weekend, and no problem. Planning on coming out this weekend to support you, man. You know, see how things going. Check out the Grudge Inc. and Boom on Wheels putting it down out there on the 15th, man. Also, man, just want to make note. You know, I got a race, All Road Lead to Texas. You know, 28-29 shootout going down April the 12th. Houston Motorsports Park, man, for anybody that can make it out, man, to come out and support Atomic Dog and All Road Lead to Texas, you know, April 12th, man. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm supposed to have Wit 9-1 Bad Boy supposed to be in the house, man, doing their thing. Also, Tony Bynes said he promised he's going to have Geronimo out there. He already locked in two races out there. So we're going to see what happens. So anybody that can afford, like to come out and support Tommy Dog Drag Racing, all roads lead to Texas, April the 12th, Houston Motorsports Park. He'll be going down with the Grudge Race of the Year. He always going to come try to get his man. Every time we come, they get them three, four races. So I know that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to shut it down again. We're looking for Tony Horn, Hillbilly, Suitcase, and anybody else want to get in the way.
Yeah, they say they waiting on you. They say they going to get on you. They say so. I tell them, well, they say the Grudge Race of the Year. They say, yeah, but we going to see. He got to show us. It's 2014. He'll have to show us.
Uh-huh.
Now, tell me, Don, why I got you on there, if you don't mind, I ask you a few questions. Now, the time that you came down to No Problem, could you give me what you observed when you came down and took some pictures at No Problem for one of those races I did? Could you tell the listeners, man, what you observed about that track? And I know you've been to a many tracks in your lifetime, man. Tell the people what you saw when you came to No Problem.
No problem. A real nice racetrack, man. You know, like I say, Birdman, the Tree Man was out there. They went down the track, man. It's a nice track, man. Like I say, one thing I like about the track when I saw it, it's got a lot of room. So, you know, it's wide, man. So it's a nice track. You ain't got to worry about no stopping room. So it's a nice place. If the person hasn't been there, I mean, need to go. It's no problem. It's a nice track to be going to. So I don't think a person have a problem with it because it's one of the nice tracks, man. Actually, it kind of reminded me. It reminded me a little bit of the track out there in Orlando, and also reminded me a little bit of the track out there in Montgomery. You know, it's a nice track. So that's all I gotta say about a person. I like that track.
Oh yeah,
and we have
absolutely.
Smart room.
Say it again.
What is that?
I said, and we have a ballroom.
Yeah, and we have a ballroom. Yep. And also Saturday also we're gonna have Mr. John Force himself, the photographer, in the house. So for the one who's gonna be we also gonna have Summer Dog, and then y'all know Summer Dog do the calendars every year, and I do know they're probably gonna have some calendars in hand at the track. So y'all be ready to copy y'all calendar from Summer Dog when y'all see him at the show for the one that's coming, because I know I'm getting me one. And we're going to have a blast, Tommy. So, Tommy, just give me, call me. You got my personal number, right, Tommy?
Yeah, I got you. I'll let you know.
Okay, you call me when you get to the gate, you know, so we can get you on in there. And
all right.
And we're going to have a great time, man. And anybody that's from out of town, man, you know, it ain't much, but if you're coming from out of town, man, you're coming, you know, give me a phone call, man. I can accommodate you the best I can, you know, I'm doing this race with Grudge Inc., so I can only do what I can do, and other than that, we're gonna make it up in the racing game. But at the same time, if you're coming from out of the state, just get with me, pay to get on in, and come and see me, and I'll take care of you, man, because I know how it is traveling that road, and you know, it get kind of costly. With that being said, you know, I'll thank you, Rick, for coming in with the race report about what happened. Mike Hill race, you know, because that's what we have to do on these shows, man. This show, a lot of people don't understand about these shows. These shows are like CNN. You know, we got the round table, and I think Tommy Dahl has the Monday, what you call it, Tommy? The Monday Hot Chef, what you call it?
we did a, you know, a hot seat on. We're going to try to do that once a month, man. We'll put somebody on hot seat, man. You know, the Tommy Dahl show come on the same number here every Tuesday, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, man, at the same number that's on here with the 646-244-19. We always trying to make some action, man. We're gonna be trying to heat this thing up, so but every once a month we do a hot seat. We'll be putting people around the country on the hot seat and see how they fare, man.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. And for my show tonight, my show comes on tonight at 7 o'clock. Wick, if y'all want to come in tonight and charm in tonight, Wick, and listen to how these guys get on. I can tell you one guy called me last night with a streetcar said, at Boom, you can go ahead and put in the text. I'm going to cut up and show the fuck out. And I said, Travis, you can't get on this short and cut up if you ain't ready to lock in. He said, Boom, send your old lady to pick the money up, man. Because he already locked in with the 23 boys. 23 boys getting them two in the head out the back door with the yellow cup. So he's here. I'm gonna give an extra $500. So you just lock me up with anybody that I feel that's, you know what I'm saying, anybody that's a street car that's, you know what I'm saying, there ain't no big tie car. And I said, well, that will happen tonight. I promise you'll get locked in. So, you know, I can look forward to what maybe going on tonight at 7 o'clock on my show. Now my number is different than the 646 number. My number is 347-215-8762. And we got quite a few people on the line here. I'm not familiar with a lot of these numbers and nothing like that, but if you're on here, man, just hit the one button, let me know you're in the building, let all the Tommy Dawg and them know that y'all in the building. Y'all ain't got to speak on no conversation or just, y'all just hit the one button, let everybody know that y'all in the house listening in to the show, man. And it means a whole lot to people when you come on, let them know that you're on. I mean, whatever racing team you're a part of, let them know Ratchet Racing is in the house or Hit Squad is in the house. Y'all press one button, let us know, man. This show is for y'all, by y'all, man. There's quite a few people on here, and no one is pushing the one button. But I don't know what conversation y'all be having. I mean, we talk street talk over here on my line. On my shows, we have a lot of street cars. So most of my patronisms are people with street cars or cars that can be portrayed as street cars. You know what I'm saying? So, I would love for y'all to hit the one button so we can see what y'all have going on in this area. You know? All right, I got one hand to come up. I got quite a few. All right. 313-5727. Who am I speaking with?
All right, Boom. I'm Big Ernie from Detroit.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Big Ernie out of Detroit.
Okay, Big Ernie, hold up, man. My number again for my show tonight?
Yeah. 347.
Mm-hmm. 215-8762.
Now, another question. What do you guys consider as a street car? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I got. I got a stock suspension Chevelle, okay? Now, it's got a roll cage. You got some guys is maybe up here don't consider that being stock suspension, street car because it's got a roll cage. Then you got some guys, but it got full interior. Another thing, mm-hmm. would you consider stock suspension? Street car, they got coilovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know
okay,
let me
ask you. What size tire you sitting on, little big man?
29.
You sitting on 20? All right. Let me say this here. Are you planning on making that ride?
Not this one, but your next show, I'll probably be able to make it.
Okay. Well, I'm quite sure that my race the next time, which is the July race, will be the same situation. What I was going to say, if you was planning on making that ride, if you brought your car, if you didn't get a grudge race in my race, mm-hmm. I'll give you a couple of bucks. And I'll offer you that the next time also, all right? But what I'm saying is, the way you just described your car, I do know our Mustang, the LS motor, it will try you head the fuck up. Full interior roll cage, LS motor, one gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you guys don't consider that being a street car then?
Like I said at the beginning of the show, we have street cars like fences. We got a Corvette. We were probably, if you race your car at the back door or through the 8th mile?
Back door.
You run out the back door. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. My son, my stepson, Mo, he probably run your car at the back door. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your car big block, small? You're a big block or small block?
Big block.
You're a big block. Yeah, he'll be reluctant to run you out the back, though. He would. But I can tell you this here. All these guys got their own mind. All right? And I can tell you that. And Mo, put it this way, Hype Bender got a Mustang with a big block in it. He told Pipe been a down on his motherfucking ass, he gonna go. So I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Mustang,
okay.
Pipe been in them back half call over. But I'm just that. You feel what I'm saying?
These people
got to see. But what I'm telling you is, if you was gonna come this weekend, I know multiple cars that will lock your ass in. But you know, you can't make the trip this time. You know what I'm saying? But whenever you get ready to come, just get with Boom. I can line you up. I mean, with guys that don't care. I mean, these guys they get hard on some grudge racing. I promise you.
Yeah, they grudge racing. Yeah. That's what happens.
And that's what throw bracket races, because when you read my flyer, it says on that grudge fest, and these guys already know that it's gonna be a grudge fest. You know what I'm saying? So, and they ready. Them guys out of Mississippi, man, they already said, I can let you read some of the Texas, or you can just go on NTZ. I put it on there last night. I said, who's gonna come and win this free $3,000? I said, who gonna be the baddest man on 28s or 29s? See, I got a 28-29 shootout that you can win $3,000 on. So I said, I put it out there. I said, who's going to be the best motherfucker to come pick up this $3,000 that I'm giving away? Mm-hmm. Man, when I put that on them, that thing went viral, man. I mean, I had 65 hits within 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You know, they said Jody Haley's hitback said he probably won't, they're not coming to the race, but they got a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got supposedly the fastest stock suspension Mustang, stock suspension on 28, the fastest stock suspension car on 28. So, little Mustang.
Okay.
So, but you know, you get some of these guys on 28s, and they don't want to run nobody got 29.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about switching that. I'm just trying to get in the mix. You know what I mean? If you give an example, you know, you got a dragster, you go down through there, and if I think I can, if I can fool with you, I will. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to rotate the earth or nothing like that.
Sure.
I just have fun.
I show hate y'all can't come this real. See, because I can tell you this here. Last year, I had the Oklahoma guys in the house, and I had no clue that they was coming. And for me to sit here and tell you that they're coming back this time, I don't know. See, a lot of those guys are on the contract through the Discovery Channel, so it's a slim chance of hell that I think they'll be here. But I don't know who else may come. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
This is a nationally recognized race now. You know, just from the results of my first race, and dude, I ain't even lie to you. Being a host of a show and trying to manage 400 cars, dude, that's not no walk in the park, you know. But I have hired specific help this time because of my last experience, you know what I'm saying? So I won't have no difficulties getting the cars in the lanes and getting them down the track. You know, one of my complaints was there was so many people and so many cars there that they had to wait so long to make a pass, you know? It won't happen this time because I hired people to do that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they get them in and get them out, you know?
Yeah.
They do their job, they get fired. Somebody else will do the job for them. So that's how we're rocking on that. But, you know, but I sure hate that you're not going to be able to make this ride, this rip, man, because, dog, I mean, if you made that ride, this rip, dude, I mean, like, for instance, the 23 boys, they got a Firebird, this is me. A Firebird true stock suspension. Now that's a different stock suspension. You got some stock suspension cars got everything aftermarket on them. When I say true stock suspension, I mean the original 1978 leaf springs with slapper bars on it, man. Big block, ready to do whatever. And they like to run out the back though. So that would be perfect for you. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I hate you can't make this real. You know what I'm saying? Make this ride, brother, man. Because this race is here. I mean, because I can't say what's going to happen in July. These guys might be blowed up by then, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you this here, I'm gonna have a nice race every race I have, because I mean, I one thing I don't do to my spectators and my fans, I don't tell them a lie. If I tell them someone's coming to race someone, it's because those guys have locked it up. And if the race don't take place, somebody's gonna get punk out money. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, you know, if it ain't gonna happen, I tell them. Like this, if people always Facebooking me and asking me, hey, is the Oklahoma guys gonna be back there again? You know, I want to see them. You know, my cousin told me they was there. I ain't lying to nobody. Tell them. I could easily say, oh yeah, they're gonna be in the house. I probably they're gonna be there. I could easily do that. You know, but I know what my people want. They want honesty. They want racing. They want grudge racing. They want to see some shit talking. They want to see some money slinging and some nitrous slinging. And that's what I provide for them. I get the cars there. Okay. Like, I put on a race in Hattiesburg. It was a nice, nice, nice event, man. I had a nice, lot of people, a lot of racers came out and supported me. Man, I know I had 150, 200 cars there. And, I mean, we had 3 or 4 grudge races. I mean, I had the cars there. The guys would just scare each other. You know? What I had locked in, it happened. And stuff that I didn't have locked in happened, you know? I just don't promote a race and put on a race and collect the money and go home. I get out there and I work the crowd. Like, for instance, you told me you got a full body, Chevelle, and you sitting over there and you can't get no race because you don't know nobody because you're from another different world. So guess what? It's my duty as a promoter to go to somebody, hey, man, I got a guy here, man. And I don't be, and one thing about my races, too, that I want everybody to know. I don't be in the tower. We got one person in that top tower, and that's the woman that's putting the computers in and getting the tickets. You know what I'm saying? And she's running the computer to make sure all the computer, whether it's a pro tree or no time and out, where they some cars turn their time on cars. We do promotional things like we do the fastest car in the compound type stuff. We got a guy that has a blown dragster. He always wants his time shown. You know what I'm saying? Because he run like 7.04 through the quarter. You know what I'm saying? He want everybody to see him, and he more like he come there to win $100 because I give away $100 for the fastest car in the compound. I give $100 for the fastest LS power car in the compound. I give $100 for the fastest F4, $100 for the fastest motorcycle, and you know I do like little promotional shit, you know. But for his grudge cars, like my 29 and 28 shootout, heads up, balls and walls, no wheel balls, no time, run with your bro. Grudge races, I mean, and you know, they got these conversations going on about no time tickets and all that stuff now. Guess what? If y'all say y'all don't want no time tickets, y'all won't get no time tickets. And all tickets are split all in half. You'll never get no one else ticket, no one else a time.
Mm-hmm.
The name of our track is No Problem. Why you think they named it No Problem? Because you have no problem and no problem. Like a summer dog told y'all, man. And I can tell y'all, my stepson got sideways in his Firebird. It's all over YouTube. It's all over Facebook, too. He left. Car got wicked for some reason, and it was in the chassis work because the chassis man figured out we went to that battlefield and, you know, car worked it well. But anyway, he got squirrely. Car went sideways. He locked the brakes up, got sideways. Come back the other way, got sideways. Come back and by the time when he got ready to stop, the nose of the car was just barely at the wall. It didn't even touch the wall. It was like 1 inch from the wall. So, you know, and that means a whole lot when a person is out there racing that car and knowing that there's a possibility they may get squirrely and they ain't got to worry about it. And then, like I said, in other words, from some of the tracks I've been to, you could line up 4 cars and our tracks would go down through this. 2 in each lane, you know. So, but yeah, Detroit, man, I do know we got some guys coming out of Indiana to run my stepson in the vet. Their vet is supposed to be a little less of what he have, and we're supposed to be getting him the back tire or something, somebody out of Indiana. So, you know, we're going to see, you know. But, man, I hope somebody else out there, I mean, got quite a few listeners out there. Y'all got anything y'all want to talk about, y'all feel free to press the 1 button. No, y'all got any questions for me, questions for King Black or Tom McDowell, anyone that's on there, or Detroit, Y'all press one button, man. We get this conversation rolling, and you know, we only an hour into the show, and I, you know, like I said, I don't know what y'all use it or how y'all use it to operate on this show, and what y'all use to talk about when y'all get on it. Because, like I said, I'm doing this as a favor to my buddy because he has some personal business he needed to handle. And Jay called me and asked, could he, you know, could I run the show for him because he has some business to handle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get Jay on because I think Jay wanted to make a few announcements about some upcoming events. Detroit, what y'all got going on in the racing world, man, coming up soon, man, that you know of?
Well, Grudge Inc. supposed to be up here in May. I think it's the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Then we got one in July. Lil Tony got a race up in U.S. 131. That'll be a big race. He's paying out $10,000 on the 28-29. They just got a bunch of local stuff. I think Sham got a race in April. That's the one I'm going to try to make. Big Sham out of Chicago. They got one at 41. So they're getting busy, but we got to get out of this snow. We still got snow. We don't even see grass on the ground on our truck.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I heard y'all had snow. And you know, try to get unburied from that snow, and y'all will be good. What'd you say, Jay?
What's up, boo?
Oh man, what's going on, man? I got you live, man, on the show, man.
I can tell I'm live because somebody answered that phone.
that's my dad's house number. I'm on my dad's house on the computer running this show. Yeah, Jay, man, I got quite a few listeners on the show, man. I was telling about our race, and I was speaking with Atomic Dog, and Wick was on here earlier. We talked with Wick, and they got some stuff going on up there, and I was telling them about our track here, and no problem.
Yeah.
What all you got going on? I do know, Jay Barnes, somebody had questions for me about the race in Memphis. Tell us what Grudging has going on here within the next couple of months. That way the viewers can know what they can expect out of Grudging. I did hear Detroit said something about we're supposed to be up there in such days. So run it down and tell me about what we got coming up here in the near future.
Right. Well, you know, first and foremost, we got this weekend coming up. We'll be in No Problem Raceway. We got some pretty good races set up that way. And it was last year. We expect them to be an excellent show. You know, Boom, you were there. You experienced it. Grudge Inc. Invading Louisiana was a successful show. I think there's going to be one in 2014. And one of the issues that we got, with Macon being closed down for the first part of the year now, for the people that hadn't heard that, Macon will be closed. You know, it will be up for auction sometime this year. It ain't specific. It had no date been given. And it'll be going up for sale. So the race that we had to reschedule was the David Floyd race, Grudge Inc. and David Floyd. And we were trying to get, we do have a track that's willing to let us come, but at this point, as I talked with David today, you know, it might just be too close to reschedule that. It might be too close to get word back out, so we may have to push it back a little bit. So I don't want to, so that race right now is kind of pending, that April 5th. But the April the 29th, Douglas, Georgia, with Big Les, you know, we'll be down there having fun with Big Les at Douglas, Georgia, Douglas Raceway. Now, that's on the 29th of March. So everybody come out, come down, and have a good time with us down there. Also, in I'm going to support the what I call the Tony Bynes benefit rate. You know, Tony Bynes wrecked his car, and for some reason people don't want to support Tony. I don't understand why. But April the 19th, I think it's the 19th. I think it's the 15th or the 19th. He's gonna be at Thunder Valley, and it's a race that he had already scheduled. And I'm just calling it a benefit race, but I'm gonna go up there to support him. Because I think that Tony do a lot, and it don't hurt us to give him to support. So I'm gonna go support Tony to try so that he can kind of get make his money back up. So I want all the anybody that can say in the sound of my voice, come out and help Tony at Thunder Valley. I mean, it's a good thing, help the man out. Y'all know we need Tony in the racing world, and y'all do so for a fact. Tony and I am all the damn time. We ain't never on the same page. And Cowboy constantly tell me how I hate my guts. But all that being said, they are good for the game. And so I'm going up there to support Tony, Cowboy, and Trigger Man at Thunder Valley. And I think that'll be and that'll be the 12th. It must be, the 19th, I think it is. April 19th. And past that, then we're going to Detroit, going to Michigan. With Never Scared Racing. Never Scared Racing, Wayne, White Trash in the Game, Jimbo, Peso, Grudgy is invading Michigan. That's May 3rd, 2nd or 3rd, I can't get that date for me. Going up there last year we had a real good time going back to do the same thing. So looking forward to that. That's in Michigan. Guys up in the Michigan area, that's the Midwest, they support real well, so that's gonna be a good event. And then moving on to June 6th, Rudgy invade Thunder Valley Raceway. And we're going over and see can't we rock Thunder Valley, North Carolina. That's June 6th. Looking forward to going over there and having fun with the guys. And that's July 19th, we're going to, I think it's the 19th, the Beers race at, I think it's called Amadeus. It's on the Illinois and Michigan line, the new track that we're going to. That's the South and Bay, the North, with the formerly known Chi-Town Beers. So we got, that's going to take us through the first part of the year. We got some launches that we're going to be supporting. We got a race coming up in Texas. We're supporting a North Star Drag Trip. That is, I think that is the 22nd of March. North Star Dragway is having a big shootout. Grudgy supported. Grudgy belts will be on the line. Also, Hattiesburg. We're doing some stuff with Hattiesburg. Well, they're going to have a track belt. I don't know their dates just yet. But we got several other tracks that we'll be doing, that we will be supporting throughout the year, too. Milan, Michigan, we have some, track belt, and we will be supporting Milan this year on some of their no ET. So, I mean, we got a lot of things going, boom. Just trying to make sure I was going through the results. I wasn't trying to make sure I didn't forget nothing.
Right. What about reiterate on the Memphis race? Talk about that, because these Louisiana guys have been beating on my door about that, and we try. I heard that is a grudging race, and I'm trying to campaign early because I think it's a May race, if I'm not mistaken, right?
But the Memphis race, I don't know. The Memphis race, we it on hold. Now, because of the date, it was conflicting. It was a conflicting date, and I think it was May. I don't think it was May. I thought it was, for some reason, I thought the, and I don't have it in front of me, but I thought the Memphis race was conflicting with the date that that Diaz had. So, and we were rescheduling that date. So I'll give you an update on that.
Give me an update on that because I mentioned that today, this morning, when I was on a conference call with some guys and some track treating people, and we was talking about treating Hattiesburg track, and then I mentioned that Gretchen was having a race in Memphis, and you know these guys out here in Louisiana is with going to in a quarter mile, eighth mile and quarter mile track, so I had mentioned that, and they're like, and then he told me he was there for 16 years, and he was gonna show us around in Memphis, so he told me. And so let me know, keep me updated on that, Jay, and we'll roll with it like
that's
that.
That's a nice
okay?
track. That Memphis track is one of the better tracks in the country. The owner
of our track here in Louisiana, the owner of our track here in Louisiana is the owner of a co-owner of that up there, Mr. Pat. You know Mr. Pat, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has ownership too. Of no problem raceway.
That track in Memphis, that track in Memphis is, me personally, I think is one of, you know, it's definitely the top three in the nation. I mean, I love that track. That's not only a beautiful track, well designed, and you know, they got the best of the best of everything. I mean, I don't think there's no track better. I mean, that track is awesome.
All right, let me open this mic real quick, Jay. 773. 3969, your mic is out. Who am I speaking with? 773-3969. Did I hit the 1
button by mistake?
773-3969. Press the 1 button for me. You don't want to talk.
Hey, Boom, have you heard from Bobby Childs yet?
No, I have not heard from Bobby Childs yet.
Well, I'm going to see can I get him on. I went down there with Bobby Childs, man, and let me tell you, that was 100% some good racing. I mean, And let me tell you what happened this weekend. Bobby did an excellent job at promoting this race. You know, he was going up against the House of Hook this weekend, and just like I thought, a lot of the guys who did not want to go and compete, you know, on that platform at the House of Hook,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of fast cars ended up at Bobby Childs' race. And I ain't going to say by default, but because I think they thought it was going to be an easier race, an easier way to make money, you know.
Uh-huh.
And boy, lo and behold, it was a hornet's nest.
it was a
lot of cars.
Try to get them on, Jay, and I'm going to open this other mic, okay? Try to get them on for me,
okay.
Please.
All right.
All right. I'm going to open this other mic. 478-9892, your mic is out.
Bobby Child's in the house.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bobby Jay. Child. Hey, you. What you say, Mr. Bobby?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? Hey.
Boom on Wheels hosting the show today.
Okay, Boom on Wheels. All right. You see, you got your wheels on.
Oh, yeah. I got them on. I'm going to try to blow them off this weekend, though, Mr. Child.
No problem. Hey, man, first thing I want to say thanks to everybody. Man, we had I came in just on a little bit when Jay was talking. We had a good show. Like I say, once again, I want to just go and put it out there. I thank Grudge Inc. for allowing me airtime to come on several of his shows and talk about my race, and I really do appreciate that. Mr. Jay Bond and to all the Grudge Inc. family. So I want to thank Mr. Wild Man and Kite Man and Cold Killer for allowing me to come on their show. And also, I want to thank Pro Start Joe and, you know, allowing me to come on this show to talk about my show. But we had a real good show. Thank you, Jay Bowen, for all you do for me. I do really appreciate it. But, man, y'all, if y'all wouldn't allow me, then we had a good time. I caught something to tear apart what Jay was saying. Yeah, we did. We had some fast. We had some fast cars down there. I think everybody thought it was easy picking, and so they came on down to try and get the money. Some of the same guys that was up that was in Valdosta, and they slipped on the Albany, but they found out it wasn't so easy there. Track was working. Y'all seen some of the video that we posted? You know the new track prep that we're using. I think Jake can testify that the track was pretty sticky, and we had some guys that was we broke an axle, and we had some of them just standing them up in the air, couldn't keep them on because I already thought they were gonna blow the tires off, but that didn't happen. They didn't blow no tires off. They got blown away, you know, standing up in the air. And if you look at some of the video, you see that they went a pretty good way. But I want to give y'all a race report right quick. And the race report we're going to talk about is first going to do my 28, 29. Our first round, we had Triple X with the Fox Body. And then we come on, we got the Pizza Man with the Noble. And so that goes out there the first round, so it ain't going to make it long. I'm going to try to make it as short as possible with Triple X taking them out. Then we had the Milkman that won down there at Valdosta at Running Show, and he was running Lil Bobby, which was his daddy's car, and he was in Milkman was driving the Oprah, and Lil Bobby was driving the Fox Body. Anyway, the Milkman ended up taking him out. Then we had John Watson, which also was down there in Valdosta. He ran up against Team Shaker, and if y'all seen that, Team Shaker was all up in the air. He couldn't keep it on the ground with the little truck. He just couldn't keep it down. He was trying to. Then we had True Street from Atlanta with the Regal. And y'all know my son always, and Aunt Looney say, Junior always twisting on something. So he goes out there and pop, and then it was all over. And then we had the Heap of Creeper with the little truck he had, the Byron. Then we get to the second round here. We got, you know, we pulled the names out the hat. Then we got John Watson with the Fox Body. Once again, we're down there in Valdosta. He goes up against True Street King, and that's J1. And he didn't look back. He kept going. He had the Milkman with the Oprah. He was up against the Heap of Creeper with his little truck. And the little Oprah, just, he didn't look back. He kept going. Triple X had to buy. Then they come down to the third round. Then we got Triple X had to run the Milkman with the Oprah. Triple X didn't look back. Kept going. And then we had come down to the final. I mean, John Watson had to buy. Then when it come down to the final, we had Triple X and the John Watson with the Fox Body. Two Fox Body, two Ford. That only a Ford could win. A Ford had to run another Ford. But anyway, Triple X ended up taking them out. $2,000 purse that Mr. Rutschkarty took home there. Then we got our grudge racing. Oh, boy, we had some grudging going on. We had this guy called Spody. He got a vet. They got, and this thing that had all kind of program about 2 weeks ago, Spody was down there whooping everybody but $600-$700 pot. Well, they had this old truck that Charlie Ball was driving, so they decided they wanted to go at it. Now, you can't have a $2,000 pot because the vet just know it. And I'm going to tell y'all, I would have went with the vet. But, buddy, that old truck driven by Charlie Ball killed him on the tree and ain't looked back. I had to pay that money to them folks, but there was some sad-looking faces. Okay, then we came back. We had Showtime with a Fox Body. So now the Milkman tried to take his daddy car and go over here and get on another Fox Body. So they decided they wanted to go at it. Well, I'm sorry. Milkman came up short because Showtime took him out. And then, boy, one of the then we had the Valdosta boy. The Valdosta boy with a Regal went up against the Tallahassee boy with a Grand National. Well, sorry. Georgia boy took it home. Bad also took him right on out. Now, these were one of the biggest showdowns. I think it's about a 2007 or 8 BMW stock car. And it, the HRT. And it was a Mustang Fox Body. This guy got a $3,000 pot of that was stock BMW was going to beat this Mustang, you know, the boy who dropped the track, but the car got a little heat in it. But, man, it's just out there with all this money. They out here just betting and going on. They bought, ended up bringing me about a $3,000 pot. But what the stiff was, and which, now I was listening, but I didn't say anything. I kept my mouth closed. That what the BMW was trying to do, he was trying to burn down the Fox body, the Mustang, HRT. And they sit there for about 5 to 7 minutes. And, you know, we had to finish up the race, so I told them, you know, they're going to have to do it. Because the BMW, he's sitting there with the lights on with his window down. Like he was just, but he couldn't move until the other car pulled off. You know, when the BMW pulled off, then the Fox body had to come at it. But, man, he was just sitting there. He was just sitting there about 5 or 7 minutes going back. Going like, man, it's getting cool. Track getting cool. So I said, man, y'all got to do something. And that was all the controversy. But as soon as the BMW pulled off, 330, Mustang gone by, kill him. $3,000 went out the door just that quick. But we had a good time. And our 650 class, Jack Ivory won it with the Camaro. The 750 class was Clayton Weaver with a street legal blazer. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for allowing me the airtime. Mr. J. Bunn, anytime you need U.S. 19 Dragway, don't hesitate to call. Go ahead.
I appreciate that, Bobby. And we will definitely be coming. I think y'all need to take time, you know, for y'all. I know y'all hear a lot of bad press sometimes about U.S. 19. So I think y'all need to just take time because I went down. Go down and check it out. Walk the service. Bob's going to do some things down there, man. The track is good, man. Y'all need, I hate, everybody keep, some people keep saying negative stuff about it. But just take it's one weekend. Go down there and, and walk out there on the track and check it out. You know, the track is good. It's a good facility, you know. So go down and check it out for yourself, and you'll see there's some good racing occurring in Auburn. And, and get Bob some support.
That, J-Bar, this cat, J-1, man, These guys over in Louisiana got a machete with his name on it over here.
All right, well we might get J1 this weekend. We need to try to get him down here this weekend. Let me see if I can get him on the line because I will lock his ass in right now. Hold on, what y'all trying to beat up J1?
Yeah, he got a street car. He got the Monte Carlo with the Denzel Washington, the right?
Yeah, okay. The white one. Yeah.
Oh man, we got some guys over here. Man, they got 3-4 Viagras on their head.
Yeah.
I can't get him. Boom. Bobby Charles, can you get him? It went straight to voicemail.
Well, I can't get J1, and I think his partner, which is I call him KB. He be working, so I don't know if KB done got off work or. You know, I think he's in a situation where he probably can't answer the
back,
phone.
Boom. I try to have him by the night, Boom. And
Sure, you tell J1.
It went straight to voicemail then. And,
give him my number.
J1 ain't nobody to play with, Boom. Are you sure you want J1 trouble?
Man, listen to me. I can't.
He left training day home because he thought he had some easy picking down there. But when he found out he got his ass down, I'm going to tell you what, Bobby Charles Jr. hadn't covered. Dude, he goes out here, I don't know what he do. Don't turn it down. I felt shit he did. But I'm telling you, he had him covered. But I'm telling you, he come out, I brought the wrong car. I told him when he come down here, I don't estimate these guys.
Listen to me. If J1 is a true street car, we got a Firebird that will blow his asshole out. We got slap a ball leaf spring on this Firebird.
I tell you what, look at him.
And
at my next event, I lock in what you got right there on the 22nd with a 4-door Malibu. Tell him, J Bond, true street car. 4-door Malibu, small block.
Yeah.
True Streetcar.
Well, when? What's the date? What's the date on this? You said
22nd. The 22nd
of April.
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
I'll lock you in on that. This is a True Streetcar.
Uh huh.
Small block. $4.
Right. Okay. Well, like I said, my race is this weekend coming up. I do know he got two locked-in races for this weekend. Now, according to that, I mean, I will keep you posted, child.
Okay.
Because I can get through you through Jay. And,
okay.
And I'm going to make sure that we can make, and it's going to be at your track, right?
Be at my track.
And it's eighth mile or quarter mile?
Eighth mile.
It's eighth mile. Okay. Well, like I said, we're going to touch bases, and you be sure you call me. You be sure you call me, and I can let you know whether, I mean, you can call me. You can call me Sunday after the race.
Okay.
You can call me Sunday. You can call me Sunday
we'll
after the race.
I
ain't gonna lie, man. That right there, my next campaign for my next races, I want to get. See, I talked to Jay Wonder. Them guys really race, man. The training day car, especially the training day car. Them guys, they want that car call. See, I did an interview with him. You remember when I was down there for a Make a Race? That big race Jay had back in November when I was down there?
Yeah.
Me, Tommy, and all of us down there.
Yeah.
And I talked to you one day, and boy, when he did that interview on that tape, he did that little stand back on the stand and said, remember the check and pick? And when he did that, boy, these fools in New Orleans went crazy. They went crazy when they seen that. Who was this dude, Jay One? Boom. Who was this Jay One dude? Boom, who's it? So we got to get Jay One down here, man. Jay, I need y'all to try to get in touch with Jay. I don't know what Jay One doing this weekend, but I promise you, if he come down that way, we can get him all the action he wants. With that training day car all week, whatever he got, we get him all the action he wants. You know, so, but I don't know on the 22nd, brother, child.
Yeah.
I can't promise you that. A lot of guys don't run the car a week after the week. You know, they use the
right, right. Well, don't worry. I mean, I'm going to give you, look, after that, I'm going to give you another date. We, Madrid, we doing one down there on May 3rd.
Okay. I think May 3rd is going to go so well with Grudge Inc., I think.
Okay.
Going to go so well with
Grudge. I think y'all up that way some way, Okay.
But we're going up
Michigan. Yeah, it's going to be in Michigan.
We're going to get together. We're gonna get together, and we're gonna do some cars. See, that's what Bobby Child. That's what I specialize in. That's what. If you ever come on my show come on tonight, child. Tune into my show tonight and listen. And just listen. You ain't got to hit no one button. Which I would love if you come on there and tell everybody, hey, this is Bobby Child. I'm the director of this track, and I would love y'all guys to come down here with y'all street car because we got quite a few down here, man, that would love to tear off in y'all ass. I need somebody to throw some high grits on these guys down here, man. You know,
well,
these guys will travel.
If you come to Albany, we're gonna throw some hot grits on you. What they call, what the other guy call it? Red dirt. We're gonna put some Georgia red dirt on your ass. It's gonna be hard to wash out when you get on.
That's what's up. All right, then. But anything else you want to add, there, Mr. Child?
No. Like I said, hey, on the 22nd, we got another event. Y'all know, like I say, I am a track. You know, operator. So you know, I don't be trying to put shows on top people's shows, but you know, I got to, and I'm pretty sure Jay understands the same thing. Anybody else, you got to do what you got to do to pay the bill. So you know, I gotta, you know, I ain't tell them.
Bobby, you got to promote, Bobby. You got to open, you got to open your track, Bobby, and do the best you can do, man.
Right.
You got to open your track and do what you can do, Bobby. You know, you can't go out and be in the side not to open up.
Yeah. So I will be open by every week, every weekend, and we're trying to do some things. So, but anytime anybody, like I said, once again, thank Grudge Inc. and Jay Bond and all y'all Grudge Inc. brothers for all y'all support. And like I said, a lot of people think, you know, word encouragement goes a long way, you know, to push people. But I thank y'all very much. Anytime, I'm going to tell you, my doors are open and you're always welcome. Boom on Wheel, I'm going to be looking for you one day. Be looking for you.
Okay, we're gonna get together on a good date, man, and you're gonna put it on the flyers, get it on the flyers, and let the guys know that we're coming.
You know, okay. and we get together.
I'm gonna show you some love. I'm gonna show you some love.
Write this number down. Write this number down.
Okay.
Go ahead. 504.
Mm-hmm.
602. 5817. 5817. I'm gonna give you a little rundown in my squad. We got about 3 Mustangs. We got about 4 Firebirds. We got 5 Corvettes. We got a couple of old schools.
Mm-hmm.
like Chevelle and
mm-hmm.
I got a G-body Cutlass.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 2 S10. So,
mm-hmm.
so we got quite a few cars in our camp. Our camp called mm-hmm. Hit Squad. We the Louisiana Hit Squad. I think they got Hit Squad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not named the Louisiana Hit Squad. Our name is Hit Squad.
Hit Squad.
I do know they do have a Hit Squad in Florida too. So that's why
mm-hmm.
I said Louisiana. They do have a Hit Squad in Florida. So.
Let me tell you what the Hit Squad boom on wheel. Mm-hmm. When y'all bring y'all head across that Georgia line
mm-hmm.
and get in this red dirt, they're going to be
mm-hmm.
hard to get off y'all asses.
Do you know anything about red dirt?
Have you ever had a T-shirt on, a white T-shirt, and you go out there and you play in that red dirt, and you know, they throw it in the white machine, come back, and still got the stain on your head?
Hey, but you know what? They say that Georgia is good to eat. They say that Georgia is very good to eat. It's like sugar cane.
Okay, come on, you find out. Hey, you find out. Let's get in that easy line. When you cross that line and fall up in that U.S. 19, you're going to find that shit ain't that easy you think it is. But again, we're going to get together and invite all the Grudging guys come on down there. And I'm going to have my squad down there, too. My call is U.S. 19 Hit Squad.
That's what's up. But look, Jay, y'all please work on, and Mr. Child, y'all please work on getting J1 on my show tonight, please. Work on getting that on my show, because that way I can find out from the horse's mouth if he's busy this weekend or not. If he is busy this weekend, we can work on some stuff in the future, you know what I'm saying, at our track and over there at y'all track. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what we like to do. I know y'all ain't going to do us like the guys in Holiday Beach, man. We brought 5 cars to Holiday Beach a year and a half ago. They ain't been here yet. And then we brought 5 quarter-mile cars to 8th-mile cars. Do you not hold it? And see, that's what people don't realize with me, Baba Child. I have a hard
mm-hmm.
task over here in Louisiana. I have a very,
mm-hmm.
very, 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 very hard task.
Mm-hmm.
If I get cars to y'all 8th-mile track, man, I work harder than hell.
Right.
Because when I say the word, when I say one word, they all disappear. 8th mile.
Mm. So they all disappear.
Yeah. First of all, now you got to remember, go back to the beginning. These are street racers you're talking to. First of all, those lights are English lights, but they're in Spanish when they get there. They don't know what the fuck those lights say. That's why I tell these guys, like when we go out to 5 car to Holiday Beach, man, I worked hard as hell to get them guys there.
Yeah.
You know. So, with that being said, man, if I agree to you that we're gonna have a car, that we're gonna come. You know what I'm saying? But all we ask in return, y'all come and support us too. With that being said, Bible Child, we're going to shut this show down. If anybody out there have any comment, would like to say anything, this is your time to press the 1 button. I'm going to close this show 30 minutes early because I closed my business down for a couple hours to come and host this show, and I need to get to my business to open. And if anybody has anyone, I don't want to shut anybody out without having let them speak their mind or anything. If anybody looking for some action this weekend at my race on the 15th, which is the first Grudge Inc. race of the year, charm in now, press the 1 button, and we can try to get your ass locked in. But if no one has anything to say, we're going to shut it down. I'm going to give y'all a minute or so to press the 1 button. If anybody else want to close out by telling us about a race they got going on, press the 1 button. Bible Wild Child, you want to say something else, you can say it, and
And we're going to roll on out of here, man.
Yeah, well, say again, man, thanks for all y'all support, man. Thank y'all. Anytime Grudge Inc. need me, once again, hey, I'm here. So anytime y'all need me, I need the facility, let me know.
Absolutely. All right, with that being said, we're going to end this show, and I thank y'all guys for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same place.